Stacy Show.
I present
Jill Bucko with the three big things you don't need to know.
Brought to you by the Peabody Auditorium. Kansas is going to be up in there December 14th. Brad, number one. Okay, didn't play. I'll do it. Hey, sitting in for Jill is my wife, Ange. Hi.
Hi.
You've been nice to me all morning. What's wrong?
You've been ignoring me. Playing with your buttons.
Yeah, we got new equipment in here. The new company installed all the stuff here. We got touch screens and...
Oh, yeah. It's a whole new thing over here.
We got a self-checkout. It's wonderful.
I could have slept 2 extra hours.
Whatever. I let you sleep like an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. Okay, number one.
So, Francis Ford Coppola of Godfather fame and a wonderful wine line. He has come out with a new line of luxury cannabis.
Luxury cannabis.
Yeah, it's called the Grower Series. It's got 3 different organic strains, hand-picked, yada, yada, yada. Smokestack, this one's for you. And it's on pre-order for California residents.
Yes. I never wanted this for you, Santino, but I need you to roll a joint.
Okay. Fine. Hold on. I'm screwing everything up here. Hold on.
The Rick up is Jill from the Rick Stacy Morning Show, and I can't tell you how.
I know, man.
Nice.
Rick was a bad don. He's a bad stoner.
All right, let's try that one time, okay? Ready?
Uh-huh.
Number two. No, you know what? I don't have everything ready.
Hang on, let me come over there.
No, just stay where you are. I can run this register.
It sounds like it.
All right, number two.
Number two. So I know what I want for Christmas.
What?
Victoria's Secret has a new fantasy bra with a $1 million price tag.
Is it Bluetooth?
Yeah, you could plug your phone into it and everything. Anyway, they're saying, the gem experts are saying that the bra is worth nowhere near the $1 million price tag it has. It's more like a $56,000 bra, so you can afford that.
Is it covered in diamonds?
It's like Swarovski crystals, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Bling. $56,000 is what it's really worth, but it's got $1 million price tag.
Oh God.
Number three.
Oh, yeah.
All right, movies this weekend.
Oh, God. Okay, so we have Overlord, two American soldiers behind enemy lines on D-Day. I don't know any of these people.
Oh, Overlord. I've seen the previews for that. That looks like a horror one.
Really?
Yeah,
a horror movie?
Yeah, they stumble upon like some Nazi warehouse, and they're doing creepy experiments on people in there. There's a lot of flamethrowers, a lot of blood.
Oh, sounds pretty good.
No, it's not like a fighting thing. It's like creepy Nazi experiment thing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Rick likes that.
Ooh, yeah, no, you probably would enjoy
it. We never go see any movies.
He has the attention span of a gnat.
Well, we don't go see any movies. And then the thing is that you want to know what the movie ending is before we go. So any movie I suggest, he has to go look up the ending.
Yep.
Which is kind of, I
don't want to invest like 2 to 3 hours of my life on something that's going to suck at the end.
That doesn't ruin it for you, the surprise?
Not at all.
Don't even try, dude. I've tried for years. It's like, why would you want to know the ending of the movie before you even... That's like having sex backwards. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I never wanted to watch Titanic, because I know exactly how it ends.
Well, that one.
That one's...
No, thanks. So we also have The Girl in the Spider's Web, which is the new dragon, dragon tattoo.
I kind of liked the first one, even though it was like kind of dark and weird. I was like, ew, but it ended up being kind of a good movie. And the second one looks cool, I guess.
What's a dragon tattoo? What are you talking about?
I think it's like it's based on, a book series, is it?
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
All right, shall I throw in one of the art films if you want to go to one of these art films? Remember, all you have to do is endure the movie so you can go to a party and sip your white wine while telling other people, oh, I went to go see Les Bombs. And everybody's like, oh, you did. Now, the people you're talking to are not interested at all in what you went to go see, but you impressed them anyway because you endured the movie. So here's
so cultured and refined.
Yes, here it is. This is the art film for this week. It is, hold on, I got my movie over, voice over voice. Les Bombs. A still closeted young woman brings her girlfriend home for Thanksgiving, only to have her coming out efforts thwarted by the unexpected arrival of her new male roommate. Oops, Les Bombs.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exciting. Will that be our date movie?
Yeah, I don't think
so. I could see you guys at the end, Zion. Checking
that
out.
No, I think I want to go see The Grinch.
Yeah, she loves The Grinch.
Yes.
Wait, are they doing a... This is a live-action reboot? Are they doing the cartoon?
I'm not sure. This one's, I think, cartoon.
It is? Like a Pixar thing?
I think so. I don't know if it's Pixar or not.
Because we had the old cartoon. You had the Jim Carrey thing.
I've never seen The Grinch. I really don't. I know he's, like, grumpy and stuff.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Like the bomb.
Even the old one with Boris Karloff, The Grinch.
No, I have no idea what it's about. His voice bothers me. What is it about?
It's a Dr. Seuss
it's
book.
It's a guy who hates Christmas and people and everything.
So it's like a Hallmark movie. At the end, he marries the girl from the country.
Oh,
and
at the end, it's Smallville. And
It's a Scrooge story. He's angry, and then he finds the magic of Christmas.
He steals
and then he's
Christmas.
Very, yeah.
Oh, so wow. Okay. Well, you know this is going to be like a commercial onslaught because they're going to be selling the Grinch dolls again and all that. So every time there's a Grinch something, it's like crazy retail.
Domino's already got a hat.
Yeah, you get out of here. Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, man. All right, whatever.
You're a sellout, Mr. Grinch. Everything Grinch on sale.
There we go.
Selling green pancakes at IHOP, Grinch windows at Bloomingdale's, Mr. Grinch. Even has nail polish, so you can Grinch up your nails. Your commercial, Mr. Grinch, with hundreds of promos. You can eat Grinch-flavored Chex Mix and Grinch brand pistachios, Mr. Grinch. The Dr. Seuss original was about the over-commercialization of Christmas, but you didn't get the memo.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.